Prepare yourself
for talk radio
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. It is the 23rd day of September 2007. I'm here every Sunday. This is a syndicated worldwide transmission on the AM and FM dial, satellite, internet, and, of course, WWCR Worldwide, shortwave. I know we got loaded phone lines here on arguments about vaccines being good or bad for you, callers from Germany, whistleblower over Iran war. Try to get to you quickly. Carl in Montreal, immigrants and religion. Just a whole grab bag here. Soldier wants to talk about gold info. Just all sorts of calls here. We're going to get to everybody right now, here in just a few minutes. And then later in the broadcast, in the next 15, 20 minutes, I've got to get into the economy. What does this mean to have the dollar being devalued? What does it mean to have housing prices plunging all over the country? What does the Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates really mean? Who's behind this? What precipitated this? I have the answers in their own words. So we'll go over that. Also, later, I'm going to finish a few minutes on it. There's a move that would restrict veterans from owning guns. I'm not kidding. This is from Gun Owners of America, second largest Second Amendment advocacy group in the country. But right now, let me do a little mini subject because it's a lot of questions in the Prison Planet message forum saying that Janie McCarthy, the bombshell blonde, the blonde bombshell, and others are starting to speak out about how the babies are 18 months old. They're blowing the candles out on the cake. They're talking. They're running around. They're happy. They're playing soccer. And they take the third round of shots. They have convulsions within hours. It's the mercury builds up. By the way, they haven't taken mercury out. They've increased it five times on average what it used to be. And there's all these hundreds of scientific studies, university studies, foreign governments. Japan's ordered the mercury out, 8 years ago, and it's against the law to give them to toddlers below the age of two. I mean, this is a fact. This isn't our opinion. And by the way, you haven't stopped us. The truth's now out. Janie McCarthy on Oprah Winfrey for an hour talking about it. That's like 50 million people. So jig is up, and we're working on getting Janie McCarthy on. I want you to get her. I want you. Okay, you're on it, okay? That's a good pun there. Anyways, the point is, you're smiling when you said it. So, oh, that's not me, folks. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be. I'm looking at the glass at Trey, and for so many years, I've been at another studio where the producer is in Minnesota, and I'm at my office doing the radio show in a broadcast studio. But here, it's the old-fashioned studio where you're looking through glass at somebody. And so I kind of play off what they're saying and doing. Okay, let's knock it off. Let's get serious here. We had some news earlier here on a local station I'm broadcasting out of. Important news, just covering what the county, the city, the state's saying. We're talking about, hey, hurry up, get your flu shot. Because just because the flu vaccine, just because it's not a bad season yet and is off to a slow start, doesn't mean you shouldn't get protection. Here's the problem. You can pull AP Reuters on this. The last five flu seasons, last 5 years, they have estimated incorrectly and picked the wrong flu because they try to look at the major couple hundred flus of the year and they try to pick which one it's going to be and how it's going to mutate, and then that's the flu shot they make for the year. So don't believe me, though. Just go research it, Google it. You'll find mainstream news, but never makes the big news, just news wires. Medical firms admit it. And so you're taking a flu shot filled with mercury that doesn't even cover you for the flu the last five years. Before that, they claimed, well, we did guess a flu, and it did help a little, maybe. Here's the problem. They have major university studies that if you take more than three flu shots, your increase for Alzheimer's goes way up. And people are taking them 10 years in a row. Hey, don't let me get in the middle of your happiness and success, as they say. If you really think that's good, go ahead and take it. I know my mom was used to be a UT Masters swimmer, and you know she's really in good shape, unlike me. And you know, she'll go out to an open water 2 mile swim, you name it. I mean, she used to do, but like 10 years ago, she used to do triathlons, and she used to get silver medals and stuff at big ones. And she was getting ready for one. She said, yeah, I'm getting into training, and it's in a few months, and I don't want to get the flu, so I'm getting a shot. And I said, don't do it. It's deadly. My mom's never sick. It almost killed her. I mean, for 2 weeks, she was at death's doorstep. She almost had to go to the hospital. But again, don't listen to me. Maybe you've got to find out yourself. Again, ladies and gentlemen, in my new film, Endgame, I have proof that through the vaccines, they're sterilizing us, and they are brain-damaging us, and I have their own statements and documents where they brag about it. And that's why the film is going to be so important when it comes out November 1st. It's coming out November 1st. That is the release date for it. But you'll be able to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv, October 24th, by the way, before it even comes out on DVD, before it's even in theaters. We don't do simultaneous release. We do Internet first. All right. So, but you're not going to stop Oprah Winfrey. You're not, see, when it, I mean, she's like a canary in the coal mine. When it gets to that level that it's on Oprah, that it's cause, I mean, folks, we had one in 25,000 27 years ago when they started keeping records had autism. Now it's one in 75. It was 168 before that, a few years ago. And don't tell me it's over-reporting. Look, when I was in high school, that was only 16, 17 years ago. I'm only 33. There might have been one child in the 5A school who was autistic. And I know I was a teacher's aide when I was a senior, so I went around all the special ed classes. Because I'd finished all most of my courses and burning time going and doing that. But side issue. Now I took my children to see Ratatouille a few months ago, and I'm telling you, there were probably, out of 300 people in that theater, I bet 40 of them were autistic. I mean, it was, and I would obnoxiously, I couldn't help it. After the showing, I'd walk up and say, let me guess, your son's what, 10 now? Oh, he's 11. Did this happen at 18 months, third round? Yeah. I mean, folks, and I just started going down the line. I just couldn't control myself. And I was like, well, heaven's sakes, don't tell other people not to do it. And then I go, oh, you're going to respond and say, why is it mainly boys? 80% boys. You're going to respond. Your doctor told you that. That if it was the mercury, why is it hurting boys? Claiming it's genetic. It is genetic. Boys, at a great percentage of the time, have girls, it's almost, I mean, it's incredibly rare, don't have a particular gene. The gene isn't turned on that allows your gut, that is your small and large intestine, to pass mercury. Well, it's the same film that is similar to a blood-brain barrier that is in the brain. So it allows the blood-brain transmission of mercury, so it's many times worse for those boys, because they are missing the gene. The gene is not active. Okay, so see, I know all the arguments, I know all the bull, I know all the talk. It doesn't lie. By the way, we have over 200,000, and this has been in the Chicago Tribune and other major papers, because there's a lot of Amish in Illinois. It broke last few years. Major university studies, the Amish do not have it. Never had it, never had one case of it, never seen it. Oh, 200,000 Amish. 200,000 Amish in a population now with 1 in 75 that has it, and none of them have it. They're big Amish communities of tens of thousands per community. Go up to Illinois, go to Ohio, go to New Hampshire, go. I've interviewed medical doctors who've gone and checked out the studies for themselves. It's true. They're nowhere. They don't exist because they don't have mercury in their brains. So now I've already digressed off into that. When we come back, I'm just going to blitzkrieg through your calls. Pun intended, we're going to talk to Jim in Germany. We're going to talk to Mario in New York. He's had his vaccines, there's no doubt. We're going to talk to Carl in Montreal, Derek in Canada, Jeremy in Kentucky, Bill in New Jersey, Dustin in Virginia. Then I'm going to get into the Federal Reserve deliberately killing the economy. Ron Paul confronted Bernanke, Fed chairman, on this. We confronted Alan Greenspan a few days ago. That's up on JonesReport.com. We'll be playing some audio of that. It's all coming up. Totally jam-packed in the next 45 minutes. All I want is the truth. All I do is research this stuff. You're an expert on baseball. You're an expert on football. You're an expert on acting cool. You're an expert on playing a guitar. I'm an expert on the geopolitical system. the facts, how history works. And I know who runs things, and I'm here to tell you who, and I'm here to give you the evidence. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, welcome back. Oh, and why is Jenny McCarthy out public now with her husband, another well-known actor? Because they had two children that were perfectly healthy, and they had a boy, 18 months, given the third round of shots, everything she'd heard. She'd heard about it. She heard about it from other Hollywood stars that had warned her, like Charlie Sheen and people. He goes around warning everybody. His children haven't had them. And she said she had a bad feeling, gave him the shot, convulsions, gone, autistic forever. I mean, and by the way, used to it was a shaken baby. You give them the shots, they go into the convulsions sometimes with the first round. And if you went home and the child had a convulsion, then they came and SWAT teamed you and said you'd abused them. But now they admit it's the vaccines. And, that it's just like the flu shot doesn't cover the actual flu viruses. It's kind of like that HPV, that live cancer virus for cervical cancer. There's over 300 known types that are out there. Well, there's thousands, but 300-plus that are in lots of women. Usually don't even affect them. That is, they're positive, but it doesn't hurt them. And it only covers 6 of the 300-plus known viruses, and then doesn't even completely cover those. They tell you on the ads, doesn't really help you, but go ahead and take a live virus that's killing a bunch of people all over the country. They have autoimmune events and bleed out like Ebola. That's what it's like. But, you know, bleeding out of your eyes and mouth and ears and every other orifice, it's fun. So give your girl the HPV. Die in a bloody pool. Unbelievable. Yeah, don't tell your daughter it's a reason not to have a bunch of unprotected sex. By the way, even condoms is not 100% protected. So that's one reason not to go out, no matter how much fun it is, and hussy about. It's the same thing for men. There's all sorts of things. We were laughing in the studio. It's true! I mean, I'm not even bashing these women. I'm not like up here on my high horse. I'm just saying, this stuff will get you killed. And I'm sorry, the HPV ain't going to help you. Brought to you by the same folks that gave you the stuff that made everybody have heart attacks. Remember that? All right, I said I'd go to calls. This is all out of control. That's one question out of the forum, and I've now spent 20 minutes on it. All right, let's go to Deutschland and Jim. He says he's a whistleblower on the buildup for the Iran war. Go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello, my friend. Welcome.
Thank you. It's an honor to speak with you.
Why are you over in Deutschland? Are you with the military or with a company?
I'm a private contractor working for the military.
Well, good. Good to have you call in. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to mention I'm sure you've heard about it, Lieutenant Colonel Kwiatkowski. She's a retired veteran of the Pentagon.
Sure, know her well.
Whistle on this some time back, and it's out there on truthdig.com. You can still listen to her MP3.
No, I've interviewed her.
Oh, have you? Okay.
But, I mean, recap for folks that don't know.
Basically, she's come out and said how the administration was cherry-picking the intelligence, and has come out and said this has been on the plans for quite some time.
Oh, yeah, they have the Office of Special Plans, and it just said whatever they wanted.
Right, exactly.
Just like the colonel from CNN said, they're planning to attack because it's been moved into the White House.
Right. And then Scott Ritter has come out and said, you know, these people are 10 years away from a centrifuge. You know,
that's not Ritter. That's the CIA assessment of a year and a half away.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you build an A-bomb, with parts at the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, if you're a contractor for the military over in Germany, are you seeing build-up signs for a strike?
Nothing I can really speak to, but we're seeing all kinds of things. Units.
I understand you've signed confidentiality agreements, and it's okay to live up to those. But so you can't say what you've seen.
Correct.
Plus, you know our friends are listening.
You better believe it.
Such a free society.
Right.
Hey, what do you think about the fact that the U.S. government's openly using al-Qaeda, real Mujahideen, to attack Iran and then claiming Iran is running al-Qaeda attacks in Iraq?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no end of these guys, what they'll do, you know. And, I can remember some years back when I saw this guy in 60 Minutes come out and say that Ahmadinejad was one of the captors, you know, that took him captive. So who knows, you know, who this guy is.
Well, he certainly, those mullahs are corrupt, and the people of Iran and major polls don't want him in. And every political scientist has said an attack on Iran and all of this strengthens the mullahs and keeps them in power. Again, bad for America, bad for the economy, bad for everybody. Good for defense contractors who want to widen war and sell weapons and actually spread conflict in the regime. The Pentagon's own documents say they want to destabilize the Middle East and create terrorists as a pretext to stay in the region. They do not want first world nations. And it goes back to the Royal Population Study by the King, funded in England in 1944, that became the official policy and State Department Memorandum 200. It's all an endgame. But you can go read all that for yourself. Type it into Google. Major universities will pop up. State Department Memorandum 200, where it says Third world nations being first world cannot happen. We've got to destabilize them, put radical Muslims in, do whatever we have to, put dictators in. Don't let them become first world. You understand? There were a lot of real terrorists before 9/11. And then after the attacks on Afghanistan and Iraq, now there are real fighters. Now it's real, folks, in many respects. The globalists are slick. I mean, they know how to create the crisis, and then they're the savior that comes to clean it up. And then each time they come to save you, they get you deeper down the rat hole. All right, who's been holding the longest here? I can't tell. Let's go ahead and talk to Soldier. Says he's a soldier. Or maybe I read that wrong. Jeremy in Kentucky, a great Kentuckian. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Welcome.
Hey, it's an honor to talk to you. I've been trying to call in a lot. I know you're very busy, and I'll try to keep it short.
Go ahead.
I had some questions about the gold, but I didn't know in the second part of your show, you're going to be talking about the Iran war. I'm actually in fifth group. I'm actually in fifth special forces group.
So you're at Fort Campbell? You're at Fort Campbell?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I know. Okay, go ahead.
I haven't really seen, I'm not saying that you're wrong, and I'm not saying anyone's wrong. I'm sure everyone's right. Y'all probably said more truth than anyone I've ever heard.
No, you've got different intel. Tell us. Go ahead.
I haven't seen a buildup. I mean, we're due to go to Iraq this fall pretty soon, but I haven't
seen. You don't call 170,000 troops and 120,000 contractors a buildup when invasion strength was 140?
Oh, No. I'm not saying there's not a build up for war. I'm just saying there's not a in my unit. I haven't heard any talks about going to Iran, just Iraq.
Well, no. There are there's special units that are made up of people that speak the different languages, the Persian and of course
Farsi and all those guys.
Sure, those are the guys they've got. I mean, the White House admits they've got them in Iran, destabilizing things, leading the rebel groups, which just so happen, of course, to be Al Qaeda.
Right. Well, I'm not saying you're wrong, Alex. I'm just saying that I haven't personally seen it yet. But I know we have a lot of troops, and you're absolutely right about everything you say. I was just letting you know that I haven't seen anything
yet. Well, yeah, they're not planning on sending in a huge ground force. They're planning on backing up an insurgency that tries to overthrow the government, you know, burn down buildings, bomb things, and
right.
While having different reports from a 10-day to a 3-month to a 6-month bombardment of the entire infrastructure of Iran.
Right. Well,
what was your question about gold? When I come back, I'll try to answer it.
It was mainly about if you haven't bought it yet.
If I haven't bought gold yet, what?
Yeah, if we haven't, the people who just woke up. I just recently woke up.
Oh, should you still buy gold?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what if you haven't bought any yet.
Let me answer that when we get back. Thanks for the call, and good luck in Iraq. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to try to get to a few more questions out of the message board at prisonplanet.com. Heavy one out of the KLBJ as well, and loaded phone lines. I have to get into the economy now, and I got a few clips first, though. I talked about this all week on the weekday show, and what scares me is, for someone who studied economics and the economy, I'm not even somebody who worships money like most of the yuppies and people I know, where it's status and how much money you've got is everything. You know, people just fall down in front of cash, just like it's God. And just, they just love diamonds and fast cars and big houses and marble staircases. I mean, it's just, if you really love money, you'd want to know how the world works, because that's how you actually make a lot of money. But I guess you don't. But I'm somebody who doesn't really care that much about it until I became more informed. I thought, no, I need money so I can protect myself from all the idiots. That's the only reason I need a little bit of money. But I'm already digressing here. I just can't imagine and understand how people could be this stupid. I mean, I know intelligent people who are good at business and good at what they do and good at marketing and good at artwork and bookkeeping and so many. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people I know, people I don't know. I listen to talk show hosts who talk about the economy. And what they do is they talk about one little narrow area of it, and that's within the controlled economy. And by that, the Federal Reserve is private. It took over in 1913. It issues fiat currency, less than 1% of the actual physical paper money, greenbacks, dollars, which are debt notes. And that would take hours to explain. It's very simple, but to the layman, they won't get it. Sometimes something so simple like an elephant, not in your living room, but sitting on you, it's so close to you, sitting on you, you smell it, it stinks, it's got hair, it's got gray skin, but you still can't tell it's an elephant because it's sitting on you. And you're half suffocated by it. So I understand why people aren't informed about this. Plus, to know that you're a slave is also a little bit upsetting, you know, at least financial slave. My film, Endgame, actually goes through the history of this right at the beginning of the program. In about 10 minutes, we walk through how the central banks were created, how they controlled the governments, how they took over the U.S., how it's all run out of England. But let's just move forward to what happened today. What happened in just the last few weeks? What's happening right now? And that is this. With complete horror, I mean, I was completely freaked out. Because it let me know that they're really carrying out all the plans that they published and wrote about and said they would carry out back in the 1970s. David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Alan Greenspan, they all wrote books, they all wrote essays, they all publicly said that what they did. And then they've been doing everything they said they did. They said that by 2000 to 2010, they would have bankrupted the dollar by design, brought in the euro, then played it off against the dying dollar, then claimed that we needed an Amero, a Pan-American Union currency. They said they could do it in a North American Union first, or people would accept it, go ahead and do the Pan-American Union through trade deals first. I mean, this is all published. That's the incredible part. You try to tell the general public about this, they don't even know it exists. That's what's so frustrating. And so to kill the dollar, they've got to do a couple things. They've got to implement the killing of the dollar, but then they also have to be able to pose as saviors. So this is what happened. Since 2000, when the euro went public, it was trading at 80 cents to the dollar when it opened. The loonie at that same time was 63 cents to the dollar. The loonie today is worth about a cent and a half more than the dollar from 63 cents on it. The pound is worth $2 and about 30 cents. We've got the euro trading at $1.42 when it opened at 80 cents. That's a 62% change, okay? You talk about robbing your value, folks. 62% change. That is just unbelievable. I mean, you understand how you've been robbed? But see, and most of that change has happened in the last 2 years. So it's accelerating. It telescopes down at the end. It gets worse and worse. We're not going to feel the full ramifications till, I'd say, and many market analysts, I have got enough understanding of this now that I have my own understanding, and then I go read a few of the good publications, Financial Times and some of the others, and it's exactly what I already believe. Because, again, once you get to this level of studying, it's kind of like two guys who've been watching the same football team for 20 years and study every play. You both know what the coach is about to call, basically. It's the same thing. But my point is my knowledge has gotten to the point of I even know what they're going to report later, which is scary, folks, because it's just so sick what they're doing. So last weekend, we've already had this incredible slide. It had already slid 59 cents to the euro. Now it's 62, another 3 cents in just a week. That's a huge slide, folks. And I saw Alan Greenspan. First, I read him on Friday come out and say, yeah, the dollar is probably going to fail. The euro is going to be the world reserve currency. And then I saw current Treasury Secretary Paulson say similar things and say we're going to have horrible inflation and stocks are going to have problems later and we're going to have housing prices go down. Housing prices are going to go down while we have inflation. That's stagflation, folks, as bad as it gets. And Greenspan said all these horrible things Sunday on 60 Minutes about the economy. And he said all these horrible things on Monday. I mean, look at this. This is AP. I mean, used to, if Greenspan burped, the economy would go down. Now he's actually, for the first time, making declarative statements against the economy. But see, the yuppies don't understand what that means. So he comes out on Monday, and Bernanke cuts the basis by 50 percentage points. Half a point. And the dollar goes down even more because now if there's a low interest rate on Treasury bills and on U.S. securities, foreign countries aren't going to buy it. They're going to divest out of our government and divest out of the dollar. So what happened on Tuesday? Venezuela, the biggest oil producer in the Western Hemisphere, dumped the dollar. Then the Saudis, the biggest oil producers in the world, began dumping the dollar on Wednesday, saying they're not going to peg their currency to the dollar. They're leaving dollarization, and no longer will the dollar be the petrol dollar. It will no longer be benchmarked to fuel. To oil. Now, I mean, this is all 101 economics, but with a country that doesn't, one-fifth doesn't know where the U.S. is on a map, most yuppies who think they're smart, I try to talk to them, they just giggle and snicker. I mean, let me tell you something, you bug-eyed twits. This is Armageddon financially. Okay, I don't usually wake up at 3 a.m. with acid reflux over money. Okay, I'm not that big into it. I don't worship it. But I realize what it means. I mean, they're really going to do everything they said they're going to do in this country, because this is the next step. You see, and then after that, overrun with foreigners is now happening. Total third world status, they've said this. Total police state. Looting all the pension funds. Just totally going into a depression and never leaving. The end of the country. And then in 10 years, reorganizing into an Amero, and we'll just be a third world cesspit. And if that doesn't freak you out, the literal end of this country, I don't know what will. I don't know what will get your attention. I don't know what will concern you. Let me make it real clear and real simple. The central banks that have the stranglehold, that issued the credit, are trying to blame it on subprime mortgages, and that's a very small symptom of the overall operation they've been carrying out. They cut off buying these securities 2 months ago to create the artificial crisis in a bubble they created. They're deliberately popping the bubble at the worst possible time. Again, it's parasitic. The whole thing is designed. And it's not just me. Financial Times of London came out Thursday, days after I laid out my analysis, and said the big central banks are doing great. They're behind this. They're making lots of money. This, and by the way, for big institutional investors and people in hedge funds and people worth more than $5 million, this is good for us. See, but the average yuppie, leveraged out, living in a $1 million house, driving a $50,000 car, you can't even talk to them. It's like we're talking space alien. They don't even understand what I'm saying right now. They've been pre-programmed. They don't even be able to understand. They love it. They love being scum. So I have to hear them run around and talk about how good the Federal Reserve is and how Bernanke's saving us with a great cut because it increased the stock market price. That's with cheaper dollars. Of course the stock market went up. Because the dollar's worthless, you idiots! Get it through your head!
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners.
The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearItonline.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Mr. Greenspan, I have long been concerned that you are way out of touch with the needs of the middle class and working families of our country, that you see your major function in your position as the need to represent the wealthy and large corporations. And I must tell you that your testimony today only confirms all of my suspicions. And I would urge you, come with me to Vermont, meet real people. The country clubs and the cocktail parties are not real America. The millionaires and billionaires are the exception to the rule. But today you reached a new low, I think, by suggesting that manufacturing in America doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where the product is produced. We lost 2 million manufacturing jobs in the last 2 years alone, 10% of our workforce. Walmart has replaced General Motors as the major employer in America, paying people starvation wages rather than living wages.
Now, that's Congressman Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, confronting Greenspan a few years ago, about a year and a half ago, and he was still in. And now you notice they create the globalist model so that jobs go offshore to then depress the economy when they cause the implosion part of the phase, the bust part of the phase. This is their own documents. So that they can then devalue the dollar and have foreign interests come in and buy up the infrastructure cheaper. That's why NASDAQ's getting bought. Now it'll be majority owned by the Arabs, about another 20%. The European stock exchanges are already almost completely Arab-owned. That's why they're now buying up everything. Because if you're German, if you're Saudi, if you're Japanese, the dollar's toilet paper. It's just like Texas when we used to go down to Mexico and the peso was worth nothing. It's the same thing. Or the ruble. It's a fire sale. And then in that video you just heard, then it cuts into Matt Lepasic and a bunch of other people from We Are Change. And, of course, InfoWars.com. We list all their names up on JonesReport.com. Confronting Greenspan about his activity destroying the dollar. This is just a few days ago when he was at a bookstore in New York. I don't have time to play all this. It's a catch-22. I'm out of time. I got loaded phone lines here. I want to get to at least Derek and Carl and Mario and a few others here. But I want to talk to Dustin about fake Bin Laden videos on TV. They admit are fake. I want to get to all of it, but I can't. I'll try. We'll see what happens. But this next clip is Ron Paul, and this is last Thursday, actually. I said Friday. I was wrong. During the House Banking Committee hearing, he's on the board, and he's sitting there getting on to Bernanke, the current head of the private Federal Reserve. It's private. about how they've made the decision to devalue the dollar and to cut the interest rates, which furthered that. True erosion of your wealth. And at the end of it, Bernanke says, well, inflation's only at 2%. Folks, the feds say it's at 6.7. The feds say. And they don't add housing or energy and a bunch of other key things that should be in there. It's a cooked book. The big brokerage houses, foreign and domestic, have us between 10 and 20%. The average in there is about 13.6%. Most of them come up with 13-plus percent annual inflation, compounded. And that's just the beginning. This is going to accelerate into 20% inflation conservatively by 2008. And I know most of you don't even know what this is yet. You're too busy. You know all the horn scores. And I say good for you. But if you just spend a little more time knowing about this, the government and the criminals that own it and run it couldn't have gotten away with this. This is very, 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 very... And look, I'm not trying to talk down and be mean to people. I'm angry. I'm upset. I can't fix things on my own. I need you to get aware of how you're being robbed. It'd be kind of like if I saw some guy robbing you for a year straight, everything out of your house, and you wouldn't look at it, you wouldn't speak out, you wouldn't help yourself. I'd get mad at you and say, hey, idiot, your house is on fire. Hey, idiot, you're being robbed. Because, see, this is our house. We all live together in this country. And I love America. The globalists may say the nations are dead and all this is happening and America has to fall for the New World Order to rise. In fact, I wrote all those notes that I wanted to talk about on air. Oh, where are they? I've just got all these articles here. Here it is. I wrote all these notes this weekend about things I wanted to talk about today. And about how they're destroying our military by design, how they're not refitting anything. Soldiers in World War II only had to serve one tour. Our troops, some of them are starting their fifth tour. They won't let them come home. They treat them like absolute garbage. How by design the globalists are discrediting the U.S.'s name worldwide with these criminal wars. An example, Rupert Murdoch owns hundreds of newspapers outside the country where he badmouths the war, and then he owns them domestically building it up. Again, the globalists wrote about this, how they're killing the dollar. How they put out the news of no WMDs when they could have easily planted them. Again, just to at least have a safe face. It's all rigged, folks. It's totally rigged. They have to discredit the U.S. for their new order to rise, and they've written about that. You're seeing I got stacks of news here. They also have the liberals out saying, oh, let's be sweet to all the foreigners. They want to come in and make America great. I'll guarantee you that the official policy of Mexico is the U.S. belongs to Mexico, and the majority of people coming in this country, and because I can hear it on Spanish radio, my wife speaks Spanish, say they hate this country and they're taking it down. And I've had enough of it. I mean, when it's on the Mexican radio and TV and they're saying it, I'm not going to just sit here and shut up about it. I don't want to hear about how this war is for America when the government is legalizing all the illegal aliens that, you know, lost two wars with the U.S. so they hate our guts. You may not know history, but the Mexicans from across the border do. And they want this country. They never had it. They couldn't keep it from the Indians. There was only a few thousand up here. But after the Tennesseans and the Kentuckians came in here and the South Carolinians, they said, hey, we want it back now. And they see, again, you don't even know what history is. How do I even communicate it to you? This is a traitorous New World Order government destroying our country. The war is destroying it. The same bankers are destroying our dollar. The people launching the Iran war want Iran destroyed. They wanted Serbia destroyed. They want the U.S. destroyed. The globalists are international banks. They're above all the countries. Nations are their enemies. We have the IMF documents that Joseph Stiglitz got out, the chief economist of the World Bank, in 2002, how they want to destroy the U.S. But you don't even know who your real enemies are. And then I got stacks of news right here. I got stacks of news right here in front of me. There's so much. I rarely get flustered, but I'm just so mad, folks. Where's the story where they're banning a bunch of veterans from owning guns? Now, this is Gunners of America, second biggest group in the country, Second Amendment group. Veterans Disarmament Act to bar vets from owning guns, top story, PrisonPlanet.com. You can read Larry Pratt's summary. Hundreds of thousands of veterans from Vietnam through Operation Iraqi Freedom are at the front, and the risk of being banned from buying firearms and legislation that is pending in Congress gets enacted. How? The Veterans Disarmament Act, which has already passed the House, would place any veteran who has ever been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. See, if they can't get you on welfare, they can't get you on probation, they can't get you in the system. It's all about getting you in the system. I have the government documents from the 60s. from the 40s, how the big foundations wanted big government to get you in the system, because the eugenicists 100 years ago founded the social workers. And see, the same thing in the Soviet Union. If you hear about it, they use psychiatrists in the Soviet Union to control people. It's the same thing here. And that's why they're giving all the kids. That's why they had in 2005, they had 100-plus new psychological designations. Like, if you think government's corrupt, they call it a mental illness. They have a big name for it. See, it's the same thing here. And veterans always wondered why, oh, you're going to get some extra leave, but we're going to diagnose you now with post-traumatic stress disorder or these hundreds of other things. And then now you try to go buy a gun, and they're putting it all on the registry where you can't. You weren't convicted of a misdemeanor or a felony, but, oh, my gosh, you collapsed in Vietnam, and they said you had PTSD. How? The Veterans Disarmament Act, which has already passed the House, would place any veteran who's ever been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder on the federal gun ban list. This is exactly what President Bill Clinton did over 7 years ago with his administration, illegitimately added 83,000 veterans into the National Criminal Information NICS system, prohibiting them from purchasing firearms simply because of afflictions like PTSD. And by the way, they're also going to then add cops to it. How many cops got PTSD? You know, you were depressed, you were freaked out after you got stabbed or you shot somebody or they shot you or you were in a gunfight. It stresses you out. They tell you, oh, you're stressed out and freaked out, not because you're working too many hours, not because you're not eating right, not because you're exhausted, but you got PTSD. And you thought, oh, well, hey, I get a little extra paycheck now because of that. No, it was to take your rights. It was to get you on a list. It's H.R. 2640. Hundreds of thousands of troops and hundreds of thousands of former and current police officers. Cops didn't believe us when we told you about that domestic violence issue. By the way, lawyers, the minute they start a divorce, they tell you to go get a restraining order. So it isn't real domestic violence. You just got a restraining order, so she gets to keep the house and everything. And now men are doing this to women, by the way, the reverse of it. It's horrible. It's not due process, and all these cops lost their jobs. Just get ready, folks. All you cops are going to tell you, sorry, you're decertified, your certificate as a peace officer. Sorry, sorry, veteran, you can't buy a new shotgun to go bird hunting. Sorry, can't buy a revolver to protect yourself. Because hundreds of thousands of you were given PTSD. I'm sorry to all the callers. I'll see you next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., right here on this same station. Whether you're listening in upstate New York, Kansas City, or Virginia, or Southern California, or Austin, Texas, or Dallas, or Germany, wherever. I'll see you next week. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We at